Now, in long contemplation, the necessity for it is that the more you contemplate a lofty thought, philosophical lofty thought, no matter how mundane or how outrageous it is, that it means that your brain is constructing a model, an idea, and it sets it right here. Whatever makes it to this precious place becomes law. And the more you contemplate on these concepts, the more lawful it becomes, which means that those bands then start to become analogical and start to do this. And as they do that, this center is wide open. That thought casts itself into that spinning wheel that's doing this. How many of you have been so involved? Perhaps you've never had this happen to you, but you have been so involved that you have forgot about space and time. And then you come back and it's dark outside. Where have you been? You've been within. That's where you've been. Instead of living out there, you're living in here. And when you do that, for long periods of time, this entity starts to help you. Here's how it works. How many of you have been very troubled by something in your life? Doesn't matter what it is. I haven't even finished. Very troubled, bothered, or possessed by something. Now, this can be good or bad, it doesn't matter. But it just stays on your mind, and then you become absent-minded. You stumble over things, and you bump into the wall. You don't see where you're going. You slop food all over the place and embarrass everyone. And people look at you like you are crazed. They say, "What is wrong with you?" "I just got things on my mind." "Well, what have you got on your mind? Let's talk about it." You wouldn't understand. Why wouldn't they understand? Because you're throwing the model at them. And what resources is their brain going to contrive that model with? Their experiences, their memories. And then they will arrive at a solution that they know is the truth. Well, it is for them. And they're going to give you some of their information. And here's when it becomes sticky. If they give you their information, your brain is going to make models based on their models. And then you're going to try to hold that up here for a while. If you do, then you change the color of your original contemplation. It's no longer original. It's recycled. It's someone else's influence. How many of you understand? Just a wee bit, I beg you to understand. Now, if you haven't done any of that and you've held it, how many of you have had the sensation of finally going to bed one night and waking up the next morning and it seemed to have resolved itself? How many of you had that? Yes, beautiful. That's because if you hold anything up here for an extended period of time in this most important place, you get the attention of your God, this entity. If you hold it up there and it watches your little brain going to and fro, building, tearing down, what if, what not, should I do this, should I take a risk, blah, la, 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 day in and day out, and it's watching you do all of that. And what you're really doing is you're contriving paradigms, what ifs. And yet, none of those seem to work. And with new thoughts, they never do. So what happens is that during the night, when it, this, by being really merciful, makes you so tired and so fatigued, you don't want to go out. So you stay at home and you go to bed early. And the last thing you have on your mind is that thing, you know, that possessive thing in front of your forehead. You go to bed, and your God, so merciful, It takes that thought and remolds it according to your destiny. And what it does then, it corrects it, places it where it should be properly placed, and in the morning when you wake up, it's not sitting there any longer. Something about you feels resolved. How many of you had that experience? So be it.